on the edge of Lake Geneva. Jorge Luis Borges woke up on a bench on the blue, pure grace of the edge of Lake Geneva, next to the containedly baffled face of an Australian critic who had last talked with Kenneth Slessor. Why, the critic asked, are you interested in Australia? Borges fixed his no longer blind eyes, even more awake, by focusing on Mont Blanc like a white virgin or a cupcake. When you regain your vision, everything is pure. He said, in one sleep one always obsesses. Here again the Nobel Prize was haunting me. All of my conservative supporters told me I would win it. Every year it came and went without me. My work was a whole issue of encounter before the CIA. Scandal overwhelmed that publication. Pinochet gave me an award. Pinochet giving me an award was never sufficient reason for me to be overlooked on literary merit. Manane being put forward by the New York Times to attain the Nobel makes me live it all again. The critic at last understood this morning cold meeting, and the past made sense of the present. He soothed. Manane was championed decades ago by Solozhinsky. Solozhinsky is a professional conservative, but he does not need Manane to be so. Although I've seen how often the avant-garde and experimental become toys of the right wing as kaleidoscopic shop fronts, that is not so in this case. Borges' hand still had somewhat the blind man's small agitation on his cane. But in this white and azure loosened ecstasy he was eager to explain. It was the Peronistas who contorted me right wing. For a while I was not a Democrat, but in the 80s, when all the charming delirium of encounter had gone, and Vietnam's labyrinthine diction, and the 6 days' war's seduction, I was convinced by democracy again. The critic gave the thin smile he used while his mind turned the handle of his own trinket machine of quotations. You likened, I remember, the Falklands War to two bald men fighting over a comb. Borges gave a thinner smile. Yes, I do not mean democracy is an excuse for war. If I sat here again as a ghost with a ghost's compulsion to recant, I would tell you I regret my saying that Lorca was not as good as his reputation, because he was left-wing. Such were ever things one said to please professors in Geneva. You were here as a child, the critic remembered, however added, of course one is always a child in Geneva. Recruited, he thought, for some devil's prize or passion, to want rewards as conflicting and compulsive as the shop front with its disparate dazzling toys, and all the while the lake, its meltwater too cold for corruption, seemed to take all calmness for itself from human needing. Borges said, this was the right place to die. If I wrote one of my early stories, in it the boy I was would stumble on my grave. I did indeed make sure there were carvings from Old Norse and Old English on it to intrigue him. What is worse, my friend, than the snow-blind purity of our words that blend fiction and reality, becoming either one at the end, forever? There is softness in the experimental, too, pure to be political, that conservatives encourage, it's true, said the critic. Slessor told me that he turned time back, indeed turned his back on time, chose a new hundredth yacht to write Beach Burial, which once did not exist. If you and I could journey back so, would you still want the Nobel?